The next item on the liberal agenda is abortion. The Wikipedia article says liberals support the preservation of abortion rights. The New Republic article says liberals support a woman's entitlement to an abortion. That's a strong word, entitlement. Usually when you think of entitlements, you think of a government benefit, as though the government should pay for women's abortions. At least that's what the New Republic might seem to be hinting. Libertarians generally, well, I think all libertarians believe in legalization of abortion to some degree. Now, I believe in legalization of homosexuality, legalization of drugs, and legalization of abortion, which means that if a person chooses to use drugs, the government should not initiate force against that person. A woman who wants to kill her child, the government doesn't really prevent murder. The government only takes vengeance against those who have already committed murder. There's no right to be protected from a murderer or a rapist. If you call the police and the police don't get there in time and you are murdered or raped, you or your estate has no cause of action in court to sue the government, because even though the door of the police car says to protect and serve, and even though the government did not protect you from being raped or murdered, you still don't have a legal case. You have no right to be protected from being murdered or raped from the government. So, my point is that abortion to that extent is already legal because the government doesn't do anything to stop it. All it does is take vengeance in some form against those who have already done them. I want to eradicate abortion. Now, I don't want to do this by government laws and government compulsion, coercion, or threats of violence, or government prisons, or government executions, or any of the things that governments do so well. I want to eradicate abortion because I want people to believe the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. I believe scientifically that the unborn baby is not a part of the mother, like a mother's finger or arm. The unborn human being in a mother has a completely unique DNA fingerprint. It is a separate human being. It is not any other life form. It is a growing human being, and therefore it has the rights of a human person, and that's the right to be free from the initiation of force, including saline abortions, burning the skin off, being chopped from limb to limb, or being killed in any other way. Every human being has the right to be free from the initiation of force, which is to say every human being has a duty, a moral obligation, not to initiate force, not to burn, not to dismember, not to kill another human being. And it's really, that's, I don't know what to say. That's the scientific issue, I think, is clear. It is a growing human being. A two-year-old abandoned in the middle of Yellowstone Park would die. It could not survive. It would not be viable in that environment. But you can't say that women have the right to kill two-year-old children if they're inconvenient and in the way. We need to think clearly about who the unborn child is and what duties the mothers have. And I think libertarians, some people have thought about the issue and have concluded that a woman has a moral duty to protect the life and not to engage in the initiation of force against unborn human beings. Some libertarians haven't thought about the issue very carefully, and they champion abortion rights. Again, I think we have to look at the goal. What is the goal of a law that makes abortion legal, or a Supreme Court decision that makes laws against abortion unconstitutional? I'm being cynical, but I'm being honest when I say that it seems to me that the goal of liberals here, especially since the last item on this list is to not have the Ten Commandments posted, not to be reminded of the Ten Commandments, that the goal here is to be able to commit adultery. The goal is to be able to have sex outside of marriage and not accept the responsibilities of having sex. And that's the ability to kill off the children that result from having sex. That's what I think the goal is of many secular liberals and progressives who protect abortion. That is to say, to protect the right of a mother to kill the baby that's conceived inside them. And I think this is a worldview issue. This is a byproduct of how you look at the entire world and what the purpose of human beings are and the laws of nature and of nature's God. And I invite you, really, let's have a courteous and respectful discussion about this issue of abortion. What is the goal of legalizing abortion? What is the real goal? And if a libertarian does not believe in initiating force or taking vengeance against a mother who kills her child, what keeps you from voting for a libertarian? I guess I have to admit that if I saw a mother who was attempting to kill her child, I would put myself between the mother and her child in some way to protect the life of the child. And so to that extent, I don't consider myself initiating force, but I would see that as the mother initiating force against the child, and I would try to meet or exceed that force. I would try to counter that force to protect the life of the child. And so to that extent, I guess I don't believe in, from a social perspective, legalizing abortion. But from the government perspective, I do believe in legalizing abortion because I don't believe the government is the way to solve the abortion problem. It's a spiritual problem that needs to be solved by having people realize who the unborn child is and what our duties are under the laws of nature and of nature's God.